This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, 5 GNIP public involvement meetings in New Mexico. Public involvement meetings have been scheduled for two New Mexico sites for the Global Nuclear Energy Partnership, GNEP, proposal. The GNEP is a recent DOE proposal to expand nuclear energy use worldwide and manage the waste disposal. This proposal will resurrect dangerous reprocessing and transmutation technologies that were abandoned because of resulting environmental disasters and exorbitant costs. Under this program, the U.S. would reprocess its own spent nuclear fuel as well as fuel from other countries. DOE awarded sitting grants to contract bidders at 11 sites around the country. These grants will be used by the bidders to gather information about the environmental impact if operations take place at their site. The Eddie Lee Energy Alliance received almost $1.6 million for a proposed site between Carlsbad and Hobbs. The Eddie Lee Energy Alliance is composed of government entities within Eddy and Lee counties in southeastern New Mexico. Energy Solutions and Gandy Marley Incorporated received over $1.1 million for sitting proposed GNIP facilities at the Triassic Park hazardous waste site about 40 miles east of Roswell. The DOE grants include funding for public involvement meetings. The Eddie Lee Energy Alliance is hosting two meetings next week, one in Lovington on Wednesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at the Troy J. Harris City Center, located at 201 South Main Street, and in Hobbs on Thursday, March 22nd, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Hobbs Special Event Center on the Lovington-Hobbs Highway. Energy Solutions and Gandy Marley, Inc. are hosting three public involvement meetings for the proposed GNEP operations at the Triassic Park hazardous waste site. At the meetings, four or five corporate spokespersons will make presentations about GNEP and the Triassic Park site, followed by a question-and-answer session. A court reporter and Spanish translator will be present at each meeting. These meetings will be held in Lovington on Tuesday, March 27th from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Lovington Chamber of Commerce, 201 South Main in Roswell on Wednesday, March 28th and Thursday, March 29th, both from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Roswell Civic and Convention Center, 912 North Main Street, and in Albuquerque on Friday, March 30th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Hilton Hotel located at 1901 University Boulevard Northeast. The sitting grants require the proposed sites to submit studies about their suitability by May 1, 2007. However, DOE has required the public to submit scoping comments by April 4. More than 30 community groups and national organizations wrote to DOE Secretary Bodman requesting a 60-day extension of time to submit scoping comments. Their request was based on the new information that may be gained from the public involvement meetings and in the sitting reports due to DOE on May 1st. They argued that under the current schedule, the scoping comment period ends almost 1 month prior to the bidders submitting their site studies to DOE. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, denying the public the opportunity to respond to the sitting reports and to incorporate any new information into public comments will unnecessarily restrict the thorough review that the law requires, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about this or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.